Now back to the Syrian refugee crisis, which has become a major national debate. Now we're going to get a perspective from Allentown, Pennsylvania, the home to the largest per capita Syrian population in this country. Syrians began settling there over 100 years ago, first to work as peddlers and later in factories. Today, Allentown is also a destination for refugees who are fleeing the ongoing violence in Syria. Laura Benshaw from member station WHYY went to ask Allentown's residents whether they would welcome any more.
The first stop for many Syrians arriving in Allentown is a neighborhood of flat-fronted row homes called the Sixth Ward. That's where Radwan Jarush landed in 1962.
There's a big restaurant at the corner there. That's a Syrian restaurant. And there's a little grocery market there. It's also Syrian.
Jarush's trajectory, following family to Allentown before moving out to the suburbs, is typical of the older Syrian community. He's also active in local Syrian groups and lobbied for Allentown to accept the refugees. Still, he says he remembers September 11th and empathizes with politicians who've grown anxious over accepting more.
But I still will say, proceed with caution.
Most of the old families are from the Christian minority and support leader Bashar al-Assad, while some of the people arriving now have fled violence under his regime. One recent refugee who asked not to be named because he fears for relative safety in Syria says he fled his hometown of Homs for Damascus in 2012.
In Homs, there were peaceful protests and demonstrations, and the regime wasn't liking that.
He says he participated in some of the early protests. Before long, Damascus too became unsafe.
Anybody from Homs would be arrested, or their houses would be raided if they found out they were from Homs, even if there was no reason.
He doesn't understand why politicians in the United States are afraid of refugees fleeing terror. The vetting process for refugees takes an average of 2 years and investigates both applicants' stories and cross-checks whether any physical evidence ties them to terrorist groups. But after the Paris attacks, some local politicians, including Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, say it needs to get even tougher.
We have to re-examine the security protocols we use for admitting Syrian refugees. And until we have done that, we should suspend the program. There is no reliable way of vetting those who come from these chaotic terrorist havens.
Toomey says he doesn't have any concrete suggestions for how to fix the process, one which remains murky to a lot of people. Todd Long waits under the Christmas lights outside the Lehigh Valley Mall for his wife and young son to finish shopping. He says he doesn't know much about the background checks, but he doesn't see any upside to accepting Syrian refugees.
If we would find out tomorrow that, you know, 1,000 Syrian refugees were coming into the Lehigh Valley next week, people are going to think, well, what if one of them was an ISIS terrorist who got through the cracks?
Since 2012, Allentown has resettled 138 Syrian refugees. While there's been a national push to halt the trickle of arrivals, Allentown's Mayor Ed Pawlowski and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf both say they trust the vetting process and will welcome more refugees. For NPR News, I'm Laura Benshoff in Allentown.